We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Selective Hearing. Welcome, 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 everyone, to the first official episode of Season 2. Today, I just want to call this episode Live from the Couch, and I'll explain all this to you throughout the show, but I kind of went through this during Season 1 a lot, and during the Season 1 finale, I kind of briefed over this again, so I am going to touch on this one more time, and hopefully we are all familiar with one another after this. Again, Selective Hearing started on my couch. It grew into a positive lifestyle blog and this podcast. The reason why I'm bringing this around again is because I realized that a lot of my listeners are new. Thank you for your support, 100%. And thank you to everyone who already knows me and spent a lot of time with me on my couch. Thank you for continuing to support. But I thought, like, wow, I had so many raw conversations when I was on my couch. A lot of you coming in might not understand how things or why things are the way that they are with the show right now because you're new to me. So this season, I kind of want to circle back around to that couch and give you like that couch vibe that I once had, so that you can get to know me the way that my old listeners know me as well, and you can have a better understanding of the journey. Now, when I was on the couch, I was extremely rough, rugged, and raw. I was in the very, very beginning stages of this journey. I was battling some serious things. Me being on the couch with you all was very much a release for me and a way for me to acknowledge what was going on and saying, like, hey, I know I'm not the only one, but I also know that I gotta check in on this and get some help. What was really amazing about that time on the couch was that a lot of people reached out to me and not only just encouraged me, but they reached out to me and asked me, like, well, what are you doing? What steps are you taking? Some people wanted to know, you know, to make sure people weren't taking advice from a crazy woman. And some people just wanted to know for themselves, like, well, what are you doing? What tools or resources or support do you have? That's when I thought to myself in Season 1, coming off the couch from just being a live broadcast and coming off the couch and into being a serious podcaster, how about I share bits and pieces of my story, but I find people to come on the show who have been through something or furthermore know what going through something looks like, and they offer resources and tools and support to people who are, and it doesn't matter what you're going through in life. Let me just say that this isn't just even though I'm coming from a place of trauma, this isn't like a trauma-induced show where everything is about healing from trauma. That is a big part of my walk. That's a big part of my life and my story. But I understand that some people just want to grow. That's not everybody's testimony. I offer resources from people who are healing from generational trauma, intergenerational trauma, healing from trauma in relationships, workplace, you know, all the way to just people who deal with toxic work environments, or maybe like you're just in a stage in your life where you're like, you know what, I need to up level and I don't really know how to do that. And that's what it all boiled down to with me, is when I was initially having conversations and offering perspective and sharing my story, I was kind of all over the place. And a big part of the reason why I was is because I did not know how to do things. People asking me that question, like, well, what are you doing? Or what resources do you, you know, have you found to help you? That made me turn inward and say, okay, I need to find these resources. And for me, like, resources were therapy, life coaches, business coaches, mentors, you know, making sure that I had a strong peer group that could support me when I needed it. But also, I needed to learn how to make sure that the people that were in my life, I knew how to properly support them as well. And like things for me include so much because there was so much to unpack when it came down to me. I wanted to be a better parent, so I needed a parent coach. I wanted to run better business, so I need a business coach. I wanted to be a better person, I needed a life coach. I needed to understand certain stages of depression and grief and, you know, things that were taking place within me. Now with the show, I bring people on who can offer these resources, offer, you know, specific insight and perspective so that wherever you are in life, you can get there. Taking it back to the couch this season, where you're not only going to get these special, you know, guests who come on to speak to you about certain things, but you're going to get more of me. This is a me reintroducing myself, not only to my new listeners, but to my old listeners, and letting you know where I started when I was on the couch is not where I'm currently sitting today. This is, we're talking almost 3 years now. So this is definitely a process. But looking back in those early stages, when I was like, oh man, there is a lot going on here, there's a lot to unpack here, I didn't even know what this could be until today. And there's really no telling like where this is going to go, to be very honest with you. I just know that it's all about forward movement, so it's going to continue to grow. I feel like in making connections, I know that I've connected with a lot of you over, you know, the course of the past year and even over the course of the past 3 years, but I feel like in order to make genuine connections, you have to remain true to yourself. And although I've done that, I feel like it's time to be even more open with you. Because I know from talking to people this past season, I know from talking to a lot of the guests, like those very true, vulnerable, authentic moments have the ability to change someone else's life. And this is the entire mission. The mission is to help. Yes, I share my story. Yes, I share, you know, what getting over looks like for me. But I'm only doing that as a way to show you we all have a story. We've all been through something and we can all overcome that something. We can all do something with that something as long as we stick together, support each other, love each other, approach one another from a place of no judgment, no shame, without any intent except without any ill intent. You know what I mean? This is why it's so important to continue to have these conversations, because in order to find a solution in anything, you have to have a conversation first. So allow me to reintroduce myself and to introduce myself to all of you so you can get to know me. I promise you that I'm going to take you on not only my growth journey, but I'm going to be a part of your growth journey as well. So please keep listening. Also, make sure that you continue to reach out to me. Let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what you want to hear, you know, being discussed on the show. Like, no topics are off limit. Like, anything that is considered a sweep under the rug, taboo topic, whatever you want to, however you want to frame it, we will go there on this show, especially if it helps open the door for change in the future. So reach out to me. Let me know what you're thinking. Make sure that you go to selectivehearingshow.com and subscribe. That way you can get weekly updates with my blog and you can get weekly updates with the podcast and everything that's going on over here at the show. And then always, I am on social media. I even got talked into starting a TikTok, people. So follow me at TikTok at Selective Hearing Show. Follow me on Instagram, Selective Hearing Show. Follow me on Facebook at Selective Hearing Show. And then if you are a business person, a doctor, a social worker, a life coach, or a community activist, or just someone who is all about promoting change through any means, you can find me on LinkedIn at Julie DeMar. And as always, at selectivehearingshow.com. So please reach out. Stay connected and keep listening. And until next week, this is Selective Hearing.